हरे कृष्णा। बिल्ड रोड्स नॉट रोड ब्लॉक्स। सपोज समवन टोल्ड अस दैट दे वर गोइंग टू सम डिस्टेंट प्लेस विच वॉज क्वाइट डिफिकल्ट टू एक्सेस एंड देन वी वुड थिंक दैट प्रोबेबली दे वुड क्लियर द पाथ, ए क्रिएट सम काइंड ऑफ रोड बाय विच दे वुड बी एबल टू रीच देयर। बट इफ इंस्टेड After deciding to go there, they started creating roadblocks. Then we would wonder what is happening. We would consider that craziness. Unfortunately, this is the kind of craziness that the mind makes us do. Now, whenever we set up any challenging goal, when we feel inspired to do something worthwhile, to achieve something tangible in our lives, at that time the mind at that time, instead of thinking about how we can get there, our mind goes on a overdrive imagining all the problems that we may face in trying to get there, and further imagining all those problems in the darkest and the dreariest light. And when faced with such a scary picture of the path ahead, we often end up giving up even before we start. And thus, we hurt ourselves. Thus, we injure ourselves. And that is something which we need to avoid. Now, why do we do such a thing? That is because within us is the uncontrolled and misguided mind, which often acts as our enemy. The Bhagavad Gita tells, in its 6th chapter, 6th text, Bandhuratmaatmanastasya yenatmaivatmanajitah anatmanastu shatrutve vartetatmaiva shatruvat. So it says, Bandhuratmaatmanastasya, for that person, tasya, bandhu, the mind is the friend, yenatmaivatmanajitah, yena, by whom, manajita, one who has controlled, conquered the mind, for them the mind is the friend. Anatmanas tu shatrutve, for those who have not brought the mind under control, shatrutve, for them the mind is the enemy. Varte tatmaiva shatruvat, it remains as an enemy. So the point is, for most of us, our mind is not controlled, and that's why it acts as an enemy. And this enemy starts building roadblocks whenever we set up any goal or aspire to achieve anything. Now, of course, whenever we are going to aim for something lofty, there are problems in it. And we do need to consider the problems. But we need to consider these problems with the calmness and the clear-headedness of our intelligence, not the restlessness and the fearfulness of the mind. So, if we study scripture carefully, we understand the nature of the mind, and then whenever the mind starts acting up, we can immediately catch, hey, this is the mind acting, and we can distance ourselves from it. Especially by scriptural study and mindfulness practice, by cultivating self-awareness, we can catch the mind when it is acting, distance ourselves from it. And then once we are distanced ourselves from it, we can use our intelligence to move forward purposefully and to do justice to our God-given talents in our service to God and all living beings in service to in relationship with Him. Thank you. Hare Krishna.